try to make the tape we promised you last night. I hope you like the organ playing I had on it to start with. A little bit late for Christmas, but at least, you know, we were thinking about you Christmas time. We tried to get Steve to say something this morning, and all he'll do is run back and forth through the house and grunt. I think he'd like to talk, but he's just a little bit bashful. Anyway, we got him on. I think Mildred wants to get her part of it over, so let her have it.
Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. I hope that all of you had a nice Christmas. It's been pretty nice here. All the kids seem to be pleased with what they got. And Christmas shopping for me isn't so bad anymore since I got two grown girls to help me. We've done a lot of baking during Christmas, but right now our cupboard looks like old Mother Hubbard's cupboard. There's so many of us, all we have to do is pass through the kitchen and inhale and everything's gone. I got some nice presents this year. I got me an electric skillet, and I had to get up this morning and try it out, and I made pancakes. And I got a nice candy dish, and yesterday I made a batch of fudge so that my candy dish would be full, and it lasted a couple of hours.
I think that's about the extent of her. She run out pretty quick. She didn't tell you all the things that was brought here. Like Steve getting a bunch of wooden blocks to play with and a little telephone that talks. Of course, he got some pajamas and clothes, one type or another. Yeah, and a wind-up teddy bear. And then I told you last night that Carl had his guitar, so we'll have some great music around here. Oh, there's a whole kind of bunch of junk, something along that order. Now she thought of it.
Carl also got a Scrabble game, and so that's been fun for all of us. And Carl said that the things that he got that everybody else was playing with it when he wasn't ready.
That's kind of cooperation I get every time I try to make a tape. They all run out of anything to say. She wouldn't go ahead and tell you what they got. She didn't tell you all that she got. Or she didn't tell you what she got me. A box of candy that she can eat. Of course, I did get a tie clasp and a good pair of gloves. And some pajamas and shirts and stuff like that. I don't think it was overdone, but there was enough stuff piled up here anyway. And we're finally getting our Christmas snow today, a little bit late. I just hope it don't overdo it now that Christmas is over. I'm ready for spring.
I don't know what makes me like this when we start to make a tape. I just run blank. There's so many things that I could tell you. I had a early Christmas present, which I bought myself. I got new drapes for the living room, and I didn't do this on purpose, but they kind of clash with my wallpaper that I complained so much about, and so now it looks like I might get it done anew to match my drapes. And my carpet, it kind of clashes with it, too. I think Jack thinks I done it on purpose, but I didn't. But when I seen they did clash with everything else, I didn't take them back. Although Jack told me it'd be cheaper to take the drapes back. And I'll try to continue and tell you what else I got for Christmas. Ricky got me a billfold. And it was Wanda and Susie that got me the electric skillet, and Carl got me the candy dish. And I run blank again, so every time I run blank, I'm going to hand it back to Jack.
Well, since she ran out, I'll kindly bring you up to date what's been going on here in the last period of time. I started to write you a letter about a week ago, and I kept putting it off until finally figured, well, you wouldn't get it before Christmas anyway. I did want to make a tape, so I decided I'll just forget about the letter and rely on the tape. If I ever get the tape done. Things, other than Christmas, are just going along about normal here. I have been getting some overtime at work. It seems that back in the summer when we wanted it, we couldn't get any. And now they're giving us plenty of overtime. Thanksgiving, I worked the day after Thanksgiving. Of course, that was a paid holiday, too, and then I worked that Saturday. And I worked 6 days a week about ever since. Even worked last Saturday. And Wanda's been working out at Ward's fairly regular since she got out of school. In fact, they called a few minutes ago. I think she's going in today. But that may end up as soon as the rush is over. She's just been on part-time. And I don't know if she'll get any schools in this area or not. There don't seem to be anything open right now. I think I got Steve in the mood to talk. We'll see.
E-I-O. O-U. Uh-oh. O-E-U. One, two. Okay, say something.
Now, he'd done a lot of mouth working, but there's no noise come out when I held the mic next to him. Apparently, it affects everybody that way. She didn't recognize it. That was Steve's little telephone, and that was him talking back to it. He tries to see what the phone does, but he's not quite as plain as what the phone is. That's about all we can get out of him. Well, we'll give up trying to get him to talk. He won't hardly grunt for us. Sometimes he'll get in a big way talking, and he'll go, "Oh, me, oh, my," and a bunch of things like that you wouldn't expect him to pick up. He does a pretty good job talking on them. But as far as old words that you'd expect him to be picking up, he's not picking them up too fast. I suppose he repeats what he hears, and that's what he hears mostly. Well, we've really had a wet fall this year. I think they've broken about every kind of record they ever had for amount of rain. Everything is water-soaked, and it don't seem to be letting up any. I think I told you on the phone last night that they've declared this whole section a disaster area because the farmers can't get into the field to harvest their crops. The soybean crop, the claim's just about ruined, and corn's knocked way down. The only way they get into a field is on foot. And farmers just aren't set up to harvest that way. The ones that has been able to harvest, of course, they harvest the grain wet up here, and you've probably heard on the news that they don't have enough gas to dry it out. That's a normal procedure, just to store it and then heat it to get the moisture out. And they don't have enough natural gas this year. They've been trying to get release on gas so they could dry the grain so it won't spoil after they do get it harvested. And it looks to me like there's going to be some farmers in pretty bad shape if they don't get it either enough gas to cure it or some way to harvest it, because that's the way they make their living. And it'll probably push prices up if they can't get stuff harvested. So far, the rain hasn't bothered us any. Of course, on the side of the hill here, it'd have to get pretty bad, but there has been local flooding. The ground's just so full of water, it just can't take anymore. Every time we have a rain, it normally wouldn't bother anything. They have flooding. And now if we have much snow, it's going to pile on top of that, so we may be in for a bad wet winter. So far, we've had very little cold. I was down about a week down into the teens. We had some snow on the ground. But other than that, it's been relatively warm, but awfully wet. Mildred can tell me what to say, but she can't say it herself. She wanted me to tell you about the changes made out at the church. Now, you've heard us speak enough about them, I suppose, to know who I mean. Jack Martinson left the church about a year ago, going full-time in radio stations, and that left what was then the associate pastor, Jack Nelson, in charge. And apparently he didn't want it, because about a month ago he left, and now they've got another pastor in. And well, I don't know if anybody around here knew much about him. When Jack Martinson left, they put out some feelers trying to get some pastors, and there's three or four come in more or less for an interview, preach a sermon, and they selected this one. I don't know how he's going to be. He's only been there 2 or 3 weeks now, but it seems kind of odd to go out there. The Martinson apparently is completely separated from the church. Of course, Jack Nelson wasn't there but a couple of years. Now he's gone. It seems that they've just completely changed over, and I'm not too sure just how things is going to go under the new preacher. I suppose if they get a good preacher, it'll go just as good, but seem like there's an awful lot of changes made in the last.